Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I grew up the day I realized you owe you, Eric. I remember being homeless, high school dropout. My daddy didn't. My mama got pregnant at 17, south side of Chicago. If they just would have got together and got married, if they would have been. You're 20 now. How long are you going to keep talking about your daddy? You're 20. Come on, how long are you going to be talking about your mama got pregnant at 17? You're 20. You owe you, Eric. You owe you. Your mama don't owe you nothing at this point. Your daddy don't owe you nothing at this point. You need to get that GED. You need to go to college. You need to handle your business. Are you hearing me? You owe you.
The reason why I speak with so much passion, E.T., why do you speak with so much authority? Because I'm talking about my life, not something that I read. I ate out of trash cans.
I had no business eating out of trash cans.
I lived in abandoned buildings. I had no business living in abandoned buildings. But E.T., your daddy wasn't in your life. Your mom was a teenage mother. You grew up, come on, E., look at your shirt. That's not an excuse. There is no excuse for not living up to your fullest potential. No excuse. You know what's so funny? We want people to make guarantees to us, but we're not willing to make guarantees to ourselves. Now, for real, I'm gonna say it again. Like, somebody gave you a 30-day guarantee. In 30 days, you don't make what they told you was gonna make. In 30 days, you got an attitude, you want your money back. But you've never demanded your money back from yourself. You've never looked at yourself in the mirror and said, you let you down. Until you get to that point, you let you down. You're not brave enough. You want to put it on somebody else. The reason why I'm not successful is because of my boss. Have you ever looked at yourself in the mirror and said, I'm not getting up on time. I'm not going to work on time. I'm not putting in 120% when I'm at work. I let me down. I value myself enough to give 120% or don't do it. And that's the problem with some of you. You always want to blame other people. You want to hold other people to the fire, but you're not holding yourself to the fire. You just said you're giving 50%. You owe you an explanation. You owe you an explanation. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and say, why are you only giving 50%? What's wrong with you? You need to put yourself on punishment. You need to tell you no more TV, no more snacks, no more desserts, no more. No, we're working out now. No more alcohol, not right now. No, I can't handle it right now. You need to tell you that you owe you something. I'm still going to get you where they are. Why? Because I owe it to myself. And can't nobody stop me but me. And you need to get rid of them excuses. And you need to stop pointing fingers at people. And you need to start pointing fingers at yourself. What did you not do?
I'm just saying, I'm not even asking you to do nothing. I'm just asking you to acknowledge that you can't let it go. And it's killing you. I ain't ask you to take no classes or I ain't ask you to do nothing. It's killing you. And you wake up to it and you go to sleep to it. And it's killing you. You can't wait for nobody else to fix you. You can't wait for nobody else
to mature. You can't wait for nobody else to get to that part in their life. You can't wait. I got great things in store for you. All I'm asking you to do is let this go so I can give you everything you've ever wanted, so I can put you where you always want to be, so I can put you where I adored, ordained you to be, son. I gave you a gift, but I can't play like you play. Humans play. I don't play. You gotta fix this. It's something in your heart. You made up in your mind because of the way things went down. You made up in your mind to be bitter. You had options. You chose bitter. You chose angry. Now you hurting yourself. You done dropped out of school. You living in an abandoned building. Son, you killing yourself. All my people that know me know, like, yo, he been doing what he was doing. But, yo, when he came back from there and he forgave his father, he took off. You're ready to let that thing go finally forever. You don't know how much time you got left. I'm telling you, I've been there. I had to drive that 700 miles to go knock on my father's door to let it go. I said, God, why I gotta go all the way down here and talk to my man? Why I gotta ask him? Why I gotta make it right? He said, because it's your life and you can't wait for nobody else to make it right. Most of y'all struggle because you don't know what you're here for. And you're intimidated when you see other people because you're not who you're supposed to be. And that's why you feel intimidated. Once you figure out who you are, you'll walk in the room and look at anybody. Not down, but you look up because you know who you are. You still walking around here taking the narrative that people said you were instead of creating your own narrative. Write your narrative and make it plain to yourself. You hear me? Surround yourself with like-minded people. Stop hanging with people who still talking about people. You should be talking about yourself and how you try to blow up. You should be writing your vision, not talking about their vision. You should be looking at your own vision. You run around here hanging with people who going to jail. No, you're running with people who are doing stuff that's going to take you to jail. You're listening to music that talk about death. Something bound to happen to you if you listen to stuff that's talking about death. Start listening to life. Now, I'm going to tell you the story. I got to get out of here. Probably heard about this before. It was a young man who, you know, he wanted to make a lot of money. And so he went to this guru, right? And he told the guru, you know, I want to be on the same level you're on. And so the guru said, if you want to be on the same level I'm on, I'll meet you tomorrow at the beach at 4 a.m. He liked the beach. I said, I want to make money. I don't want to swim. Guru said, if you want to make money, I'll meet you tomorrow, 4 a.m. So the young man got there at 4 a.m. He all ready to rock and roll, got on the suit. He should have wore shorts. The old man grabs his hand, said, how bad do you want to be successful? He said, real bad. He said, walk on out in the water. So he walks out into the water. Watch this. When he walks out into the water, it goes waist deep. He said, walk a little further. He came, dropped his head in, held him down, hold him down. My man getting scratching, holding him down. Just before my man was about to pass out, he raised him up. He said, I got a question for you. Somebody answer the question for me. He said, when you were underwater, what did you want to do? He said, I wanted to breathe. He told the guy, he said, when you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. And when you get to the point where all you want to do is be successful as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. And I'm here to tell you, number one, that most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want to party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool. Most of you don't want success as much as you want to sleep. Most of you won't be successful because when you're studying and you get tired, you quit. Don't cry to give up. Cry to keep going. Don't cry to quit. You already in pain. You already hurt. Get a reward from it. Don't go to sleep until you succeed. Listen to me. I'm here to tell you today that you can come here. You can jump up. You can do flips. You can be excited when we give away money. But listen to me. You'll never be successful until I don't have to give you a dime to do what you do. When I went to college, guys were way smarter than me. 4.0s, 3.0s, they went to the Ivy League high schools, came to Oakwood from these great high schools. Most of them are not doing what I'm doing. Why? Because it's not about where you come from. It's about heart. You come to a place where, you know, being smart ain't enough. You gotta have heart. The most important thing is this, to be able at any moment to sacrifice what you are for what you will become.
Some of you, you can make sacrifices when Monday Night Football is not on. You can make a sacrifice. But when the game come on, for some reason, you just attach to it. For some of you, when your favorite show come on, you can make sacrifices on Sunday when ain't nothing going on. But when your favorite show comes on Monday, bam, I'm saying to you today that there are some of you, if you give up your cell phone, you would be successful. But your cell phone is more important to you than your success. Some of you need to give up your cell phone because the time you spend on your cell phone could be used for your success. The time you could be using to be successful, you're using it on the sale. And the cell phone is not bringing you nothing but a bill. And somebody has told you you couldn't live without it. I'm talking about going deep now, giving up stuff. To be able at any moment to sacrifice what we are for what we could be.
Witness history at Roland Garros, where old rivalries meet new talent on the clay battleground. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled access as the world's top players in tennis face off to see if the veterans maintain their dominance or if a fresh face rises to challenge them. Daily live coverage of the French Open begins Monday, May 20th. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.